Well, would you take your Bibles tonight and turn to John chapter 12? John chapter 12. As we look at this scripture tonight, we're going to start in verse 12 in just a moment. But before we even start reading through this, I want to just ask a quick question. Have you ever wondered what it must have been like to be alive on this earth when Jesus was here? And if you heard that Jesus was coming to town, wouldn't you have wanted to see Him? I certainly would have. Of course, the thing of it was, everybody else wanted to too, and there were so many people always packed the streets, and everywhere that He was coming, they were there. They wanted to see Him. They wanted to hear Him. Many of them came hoping that He would touch them and heal them and do miraculous things in their presence. I know a lot of them probably just wanted to see the miracles. They probably just wanted to, like many people do, go to a show so they could be entertained. But to actually see Him walk and to speak, to hear His voice. So the question is, do you want to see Jesus? I do. I want to see Him someday. And I know I will. Scripture tells me I will. In fact, everybody will. Every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. But we're going to begin reading in verse 12 of chapter 12 in John. The next day, the great crowd that had come to the feast heard that Jesus was on His way to Jerusalem. And so they took palm branches and they went out to meet Him, shouting, "Hosanna! Blessed is He who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the King of Israel." Jesus found a young donkey and sat upon it, as it is written, "Do not be afraid, O daughter of Zion. See, your King is coming, seated on a donkey's colt." At first, His disciples did not understand all of this. Only after Jesus was glorified did they realize that these things had been written about Him and that they had done these things to Him. Now, the crowd that was with Him had continued to spread the word that He had called Lazarus from the tomb, raising him from the dead. Many people, because they had heard He had given this miraculous sign, went out to meet Him. And so the Pharisees said to one another, "See, this is getting us nowhere. Look how the whole world has gone after Him." Father, I come to You tonight, Lord, and that would be an awesome thing to hear, that the whole world has gone after Jesus. But in all reality, we will see how people were looking at Jesus. Lord, I pray, before it's everlasting too late, the people will see Jesus like He really is. They will hear the truth about Him. They will realize what He's done for them. And they will choose to follow Him with their whole life. I pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, the question is, do you want to see Jesus? I want to look first of all at how the crowd, or now the world, sees Jesus. Let's look at it from the Roman soldiers' perspective. They were thinking, okay, this guy's coming to town. We got to do crowd control. We got to figure out how to manage all these people. There's so many people in town. Of course, they were there for the celebration anyway. They were always in charge of controlling the celebrations, and the Roman soldiers took their business very dutifully. In fact, they knew that zealots many times would sometimes use such a gathering to incite the Jews to fight back against Rome. That's what the zealots did. They hated Rome and they were trying to get Rome out of Israel. And then the Roman soldiers see Jesus coming in on the colt of a donkey. Now, what do you think they were thinking? What do you think they were saying to one another? Do you think they were laughing? They were probably very amused. Oh, this is the guy we have to be worried about? coming in on a donkey's colt. This is a king? Do we really have to worry about this guy? All we got to do is just do crowd control. This will blow over. It's no big deal. You can just imagine what they were thinking. Well, the Jews were looking at it probably just a little different way. Look what it says in verse 9. If you go back up, meanwhile, a large crowd of Jews found out that Jesus was there and came not only because of him, but also to see Lazarus, who he had raised from the dead. So the chief priests made plans to kill Lazarus as well. For on account of him, many of the Jews were going over to Jesus and putting their faith in him. So think about what they're thinking, what they're plotting, what they're trying to do. First of all, they came to see Lazarus because Lazarus, they all knew, was dead. Now he's alive again. How's that possible? They came because they love to see things that are spectacular. And in fact, if you recall when Jesus was finally arrested, he was taken to see Pilate, and then he was taken to see Herod. And when he got to Herod, Herod says, "Why don't you show me something? Why don't you walk across this pond so I can see what you've already supposedly done?" People just love to see something amazing, spectacular. I remember I was probably 8 or 9 years old. The Ringling Brothers Circus came through North Central Texas. I don't know why. I guess they finally, Barnum and Bailey and Ringling Brothers brought their whole thing through North Central Texas. And I'd never been to a circus. I'd never seen any of this kind of stuff. And so my mom said, "We're going to get tickets and go." And I said, "That's awesome." And so we went. And man, everything they did was spectacular. You know, the guys up on the trapeze doing flips and everything and catching each other and all that kind of stuff. One guy walking on a high wire, you know, acting like he's going to fall half the time. And you think, "Oh my gosh, he's going to." And just all the things that were just amazing to me as a little kid who'd never really seen any of that kind of stuff. People turn out for that. And especially if you're in a little town, everybody in town comes because they want to see it. They want to see things that are spectacular, things that they can't exactly explain or whatever. People still do. I remember probably it's been now about 10 years ago, we had a group of guys come into town that were giving their testimony. Huh? Very strong men. And we met over in the it was the middle school back then in the big room and the stage and everything, and they got up on the stage and they broke boards and they, you know, jabbed nails through boards and all kinds of stuff, and people came. I mean, that place was packed out. And then they all gave their testimony about knowing Jesus, and it was an awesome time. People still want to see stuff like that. They really weren't interested in why Jesus had come. They just wanted to be entertained. And many people still do. They came for the atmosphere. You could just imagine, with all those people in town, there were a lot of vendors that were there as well, trying to sell their goods and wares. It pictures people who know about God, but they don't know God. In other words, they'd heard all kinds of things. They knew that he was supposed to be a great prophet, or maybe, someone that had God's power in him. And many people want the miracles, but they miss the Master. They want something to shake them, but they don't want to completely change. John chapter 6, verse 30 says it like this. So they asked him, "What sign then will you give that we may see it and believe you? What will you do?" In other words, they wanted to say, "Jesus, we want to see something, because that's the only way we're going to believe." I think Jesus said something about that later, about blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe. Mark chapter 7, verse 6, he replied, Isaiah was right when he prophesied about you hypocrites. As it is written, these people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. Matthew chapter 23, verse 28 says, in the same way, on the outside you appear to people as righteous, but on the inside you're full of hypocrisy and wickedness. You see, Jesus sees people like they really are. You can be religious. You can say all the right things. You can go to church. You can tithe. You can do all the things that you think you're supposed to do. But God knows our heart. He knows what's on the inside. And now the religious leaders, oh man, these guys were out there because everybody else was out there. But look at what it says in verse 19. So the Pharisees said to one another, see, this is getting who? Us nowhere. This is getting us nowhere. Look how the whole world has gone after him. See, the religious leaders didn't much care if Jesus came or not until they started seeing the people follow him, rather than their religious dogma. The religious leaders were always hunting for power and prestige and praise. They wanted people to look at them as very righteous people. Ezekiel chapter 34, verses 2 and 3 says, Son of man, prophesy against these shepherds of Israel. Prophesy and say to them, this is what the Sovereign Lord says. Woe to you, shepherds of Israel, who only take care of yourselves. Should not shepherds take care of the flock? You eat the curds, clothe yourselves with the wool, and slaughter the choice animals, but you do not take care of the flock. Many desire the power and want to be in control, and there was no doubt that the Sanhedrin desired to have complete power over the religious effects of Israel. Isaiah chapter 56, verse 11 says, they are dogs with mighty appetites. They never have enough. They are shepherds who lack understanding. They all turn to their own way and they seek their own gain. How tragic. These people were supposed to be trying to lead Israel towards God, but instead they were leading them away from God. Now look at verses 20 and 21. We didn't go to this yet, but we are now. Now, there were some Greeks among those who went up to worship at the feast. And they came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, with a request. Sir, they said, we would like to see Jesus. We would like to see Jesus. In other words, they came there because they didn't want to just see the atmosphere. They didn't want to see the circus. They didn't want to see all the people cheering and laughing and any miracles going on. They just wanted to see Jesus. They just wanted to be in His presence. They were there to worship. They had come to Jerusalem that day to worship. You see, worship is seeing God like He really is. And when you see Him like that, you'll fall on your face and worship Him. Many people looked straight at Jesus and missed the whole purpose of who He was and what he was there for. They just saw a man. They saw a prophet. They saw a leader of a movement. But what they were really looking at was the Lord. You see, when Jesus came, His whole purpose was to represent God's complete love. Everything He did was because of His love. Everything. He healed people because He wanted, first of all, to meet their physical need so then He could tell them about their spiritual need. He fed 5,000 men and their families with just a couple of fish and a loaf of bread. I mean, He did this because He loved them. They were hungry. Many people saw a prophet. Others saw a leader. Still others saw a healer or a miracle worker. Yet very few people saw something that no one else saw. They saw Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Messiah, the Christ, the Son of God, the Redeemer, the Lamb of God, the Sacrificial Lamb, the Bright and Morning Star, the Rose of Sharon, the Alpha and Omega, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the Only Begotten, Emmanuel, the Cornerstone, Faithful and True, the Door, the Good Shepherd, the Light of the World, and the Prince of Peace. You see, when they saw Jesus, they saw who He really was. And when they saw Him, they began to worship Him by crying out, Hosanna. You see, folks, there's a lot of people that know the name of Jesus, and they even use it in cursing. But Jesus is the Lord. How will you see Jesus? Do you really want to see Him? I want to see Him just like He is. He is all that I need. He is the Christ. He's the Son of God. He's our Redeemer. He's the Lamb of God. He's the Rose of Sharon, the Alpha, the Omega, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, our Only Begotten, Emmanuel, the Cornerstone, the Faithful and True, the Door, the Good Shepherd, the Light of the World, the Prince of Peace, and more and more and more that Scripture calls Him. That's who I want to see. I want to see Jesus. And when we see Jesus like that, we will worship Him. Let's pray. Father, I ask in Jesus' name that we would understand and see Jesus like He really is. He's done everything for us. He gave everything for us. He gave His own life for us. He gave His own blood to cover our sins. Lord, He didn't just come to walk on water or to feed 5,000. He came to pay the ultimate price for every sin of every sinner who's ever lived. That was His ultimate goal. He was born to die and rise again, to crush the power of Satan's sin. We should lift our voice and shout and sing Hosanna to the King of Kings. I pray we will. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, folks.